Oh, yes. Okay, so we did Awareness to the Body with Juan and Aloka, which was a really cool experience that I've never done before. And it was, you know, we did a lot of closing our eyes and using our other senses, senses of touch, and senses that aren't, you know, your five traditional senses.
Kinesthetic sense, no? The feeling, the knowledge from within?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, walking around and touching someone's hand and doing all sorts of meditative practices.
So a lot of your learning from Auraville then was learning from actual Auravillians, techniques and essentially life skills.
Definitely. And that's what I think is so cool about it here. So there's so many different people that are attracted to come here. And there's so many different things to do, and people can offer so many different wonderful, talented things.
Intellectual or mental commons. I didn't think you would bring the mic over here. But I'll add to that, if Leslie's done, that it's been cool to see people from so many different places. Like, even though they're all, I would generalize, like, westernized countries, like Western Europe and the States and Eastern Asia, seeing that people all over the world are interested in similar things and working towards a common goal. 'Cause it can seem like, I don't know, back home it seems like we're in small pockets of really isolated thought. But here you see that, oh, there's some guy from France doing the same thing I'm doing, and there's also some guy from Japan thinking about it too.
I think one of the things that I appreciate most about Auraville is the sense of community and the ability of people from so many different parts of the world to come together and live closely within a small community, and to, although there's bumps in the road, to somehow make it work and work towards a common goal, which someone already said, kind of. But after living with 12 people so closely and trying to work towards a common goal for the last 3.5 months, I realized how incredibly challenging it could be. And just trying to imagine how challenging that could be when you have people from different cultures with different languages and different beliefs. And so I really admire the strength of everyone to work towards that community feeling.
Nice. Living Roots cultivates empathy for Auraville. I like it. All right, girls, is there anything else you'd like to say about your experience, about yourselves, about how you're feeling in this moment right now?
I am really excited and also really nervous to go back to the States, which is so largely based on a capitalist, self-driven goal, and, you know, as opposed to Auraville, which is supposed to be the opposite of that. But I'm excited to implement some of the things that I've learned here back at home, and also to realize more of what I've learned here once I'm in a different situation.
Nice.
We built a Keat Hut roof.
Where?
At a farm outside Bangalore.
Nice.
His name is John. John, his wife, Shweta. And John was also a Living Roots student from University of Vermont, and he did his internship at Solitude Farm and learned all of his permaculture ideas from Krishna, and then decided to open up his own farm outside of Bangalore.
Wow. So you never know. Maybe us UVMers will do something crazy too.
That could be you. All right, ladies. Lovely spending some time with you on this terrace. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Auraville. Signing off.